on the 100 in under 10 seconds unless they're willing to do it while holding onto a football. Mr. Neck.
We meet again.
Me. Would he listen to, I need to go home and change, or, did you see what that bozo did? Not a chance. I keep my mouth shut. Mr. Neck.
Where do you think you're going?
Me. It is easier not to say anything. Shut your trap, button your lip, can it. All that crap you hear on TV about communication and expressing feelings is a lie. Nobody really wants to hear what you have to say. Mr. Neck makes a note in his book.
I knew you were trouble the first time I saw you. I've taught here for 24 years, and I can tell what's going on in a kid's head just by looking in their eyes. No more warnings. You just earned a demerit for wandering the halls without a pass.
I'm noticing that this book is divided into different sections. First, the story is split into marking periods. If you flip through the book, you'll see that there are four marking periods. That takes us through the school year. I also noticed other sections within each marking period. They have their own titles. The section we just read, for instance, was called Spotlight. Now that I've read it, I know that in that section, Melinda is put in the spotlight when someone throws potatoes at her. I'm thinking that each section title gets at the main idea or event of each section, but it takes a second or two to get the connection. As you read, try to figure out what the section titles mean. Let's continue with the next section on page 9, Sanctuary.
Sanctuary. Art follows lunch, like dream follows nightmare. The classroom is at the far end of the building and has long